This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Good morning. Bree Maynor with Startup Sioux Falls joins us to talk about this newly transformed organization in the Sioux Empire. If you have an idea or are looking to start a business but have no idea what you're doing, then you should visit Startup Sioux Falls. This redesigned organization in the Sioux Empire focuses on ideas, businesses, mentorships, and networking opportunities to help people get started with their career journeys. Bree Maynor of Startup Sioux Falls joins the program to talk about the history of Startup Sioux Falls, how the community can get involved, and its mission. You can also visit StartupSiouxFalls.com for more information. That's StartupSiouxFalls.com. You can also follow them on social media for more information. All that and more coming up on Sunday Focus.
You may know about Girl Scouts from our awesome cookies, but we do so much more.
You can go to camp.
You can even be a Girl Scout by helping your community.
You can go to events.
I can't wait for my next series. I'm going to learn about photography.
You can travel. I can't wait to go to Hong Kong and Jamaica.
If you can't wait to do more and see more, check out Girl Scouts.
Call 800-666-2141 or visit gsdakotahorizons.org.
We used to think all lung cancer was the same.
But now we know there are several different molecular types of lung cancer.
By performing molecular testing on a lung cancer tumor, doctors can try to determine what's causing it to grow, which can help identify treatment options.
Not all lung cancers are the same. Talk to your doctor to see if molecular testing is appropriate for you. And visit lungcancerprofiles.com. That's lungcancerprofiles.com. A public service of six leading lung cancer advocacy groups and Pfizer Oncology.
Welcome back to Sunday Focus. I'm being joined by a guest that I think everybody pretty fairly knows well. She used to work with Downtown Sioux Falls, and now she is part of the new Startup Sioux Falls here in the Sioux Empire, and she's also the executive director. It's Bree Maynor. Hi, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know what? We go back a few years.
Yeah, so we
this
do.
This is fun. This is the first time I actually met you was with DTSF,
yeah.
And now you're just a part of this whole new organization,
mm-hmm.
So first of all, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
Because so, the first thing when I saw it was, okay, I'm super confused right now.
Yeah. So the organization name is new.
Yeah.
But there have been several iterations of the organization over the past almost 20 years.
Oh, wow.
So this dates back to about 2004-ish when the South Dakota Technology Business Center, the SDTBC, which I'm so glad I don't have to speak in acronyms anymore, was born. And this was a brainchild of both the Chamber of Commerce and the Sioux Falls Development Foundation to help support tech and entrepreneurial activity in our city. So that's where the Technology and Business Center portion of the name came into play. So back in the day, it was a true tech incubator.
Mm.
So there were a lot of different, like, notable businesses that people in the community have heard of, such as DocuTap,
mm-hmm.
Meta Payment Systems came out of the SDTBC, DataSync, which I actually used to work at DataSync back in the day. So I used to work at the SDTBC, let alone did I know I would become the executive director of
right.
what is now known as the Zeal Center 20 years later. But it was fun to come full circle. And I've always just been intrigued by tech and people call them geeks or nerds, but they're truly
the most
innovative folks. And as we've grown over time, the entrepreneurial community, their needs have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to today, where you can plug in and get internet basically anywhere. If you go downtown to Josiah's mm-hmm. or Queen City, it's always just so busy and bustling. And so therefore, we have a 45,000 square foot facility on the northwest side of Sioux Falls on the Southeast Tech Campus
mm-hmm.
that offers co-working. We have meeting space, and we also have office space for entrepreneurs, but also a lot of entrepreneurial resources, such as the SBA, so the Small Business Administration,
yeah.
the Governor's Office of Economic Development is in our building. So I think that the whole idea of the space was that it was going to create this kind of tech and entrepreneurial hub.
Right.
But, you know, and it's interesting because I came from the downtown Sioux Falls organization and just watching that community blow up over the last decade or so, the footprint has quadrupled and it has become the true epicenter of business activity in our city. So for me, when I came on to the Zeal Center for Entrepreneurship organization 2 years ago, I'm confusing everybody with all these names.
I'm following. Don't worry.
I was like, why is this located out here? You know, I understood why, but we really, and they had already been grappling with the idea of relocating before I came in. So I came in and just kind of like, I needed a year to just kind of get the lay of the land, if you will, and get to know the players. Totally. But it's become very evident and very clear that we need to relocate to the heart of our city. So that announcement was recently made, as well as the rebranding of our organization from the Zeal Center for Entrepreneurship, which is a facility which will exist until we sell it, to Startup Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
So we are the true or ecosystem organization to help support entrepreneurship in the Sioux Falls area.
So as just a summary, Startup Sioux Falls, it's always been around, but now it's just a new look.
It's an evolution.
Feel. It's an evolution, exactly.
Yep. You got to keep up with entrepreneurs because if we don't, they'll go find it somewhere else.
So what do you think when this organization first started to what it is right now, what is the major difference you think?
I would say that the major difference is that we're focusing a lot less on physical space.
Yeah.
And a lot more on community and resources. So in the last year or so, we have implemented a new accelerator program, which is called Co-Starters. And it is a program that we found out of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
So we're a member of this like really great network where they have a 10-week program that you can basically purchase. So you buy binders and you are you get your facilitators from the Sioux Falls area. So we have notable entrepreneurs and business owners in the community that have trained themselves to be facilitators for this program. And the magic comes from the folks, we call it a cohort. It's not a class, it's a cohort because it's entrepreneurship. So it's so cool. But we've got 12 to 15 people that will participate in a cohort. And each one of them are at a different stage of their business. They might just have an idea rattling around in their head that they want to make real.
Yeah.
Or there are folks that are looking to scale up their business or they're somewhere in between. And it's just been so cool to watch these business owners, these budding entrepreneurs connect with one another, help each other, and just like further like dig their heels into the business community in Sioux Falls. So all of our business resources come in, they provide knowledge, mentorship, expertise, and it's just this beautiful marriage of information. Yeah. And whether or not they decide to pursue their ventures isn't even really the point. Some of them do and some of them don't. Some of them realize entrepreneurship isn't for me, but the experience and the people that they meet along the way, it's invaluable.
Oh, you're really feeding off of each other then.
Exactly.
Just getting ideas from all the way around. Now, we already said this has always been around, but why change the name of the organization? Why kind of change I don't want to say the mission of it, but why kind of change the atmosphere of the organization?
So my friend and colleague, Matt Paulson, who is another notable name here in the city, he is an entrepreneur. He owns Market Beat, and he is also a part of the board of directors of what was the Zeal Center for Entrepreneurship. And for him, there was a time which he felt like there needed to be more for the community. So he started an online community on Facebook, and he called it, I think at the time it was called the Entrepreneurs of Sioux Falls, but eventually changed the name to Startup
Sioux
Falls.
I remember that,
So when I came onto the Zeal Center organization, I was like, are there two organizations or one? You know, it was a little confusing, but then I understood why. He felt like there was a gap that needed to be filled, and he's just brilliant when it comes to digital equity. I mean, he's brilliant in a million different ways. But I just decided, I think we need to merge these efforts. And so together, we worked together to say, this should all be under one umbrella. And he's just been a great champion of everything that we do. I can't speak enough about all that he has done with both physical resources and just being a champion of entrepreneurship in the area. So that's where the Startup Sioux Falls name came from. It's just a good name.
It just rolls off the tongue.
Exactly.
Startup Sioux Falls. It's so easy to.
Yep.
So would you say the goal in mind for Startup Sioux Falls was basically just putting everything under one umbrella?
Yes. We want to be that hub for entrepreneurship and small business. We have become an epicenter of, I call us walking Rolodexes, which dates me, I realize, but we know who the people are.
Back.
Yeah. And it's, we call it an ecosystem, mm-hmm. but it's really all of those different business resources that are so overwhelming to one person who wants to start a business where they're like, where the heck do I start? And that's where we can provide a little bit of calm in the chaos and say, this is where you need to start. We can consult and we connect. That's really what we do at the heart of what we do is that, and we create this community of entrepreneurs so they don't feel alone in the process. In this past year during the pandemic,
absolutely,
especially, it was so important that we had that digital connection. We were able to come on Zoom and have events and keep people connected with one another so they didn't go crazy.
You bring up my next point, actually. Was it a bit intimidating to bring something new like Startup Sioux Falls right now, especially when, we are living in a time of COVID still, so that's already hard enough.
I feel like everything has been flipped on its head anyway, so hey, why not?
Why not? Exactly. How did you keep that marketing then, just to say, hey, this is a new thing, this is what we're doing, this is what we're about?
The marketing effort was Herculean in my mind. I am so impressed and grateful for the resources around me. Our board of directors is fabulous, of which Amy Moore, who is one of the co-founders of Lemonly, which notably just merged with ClickRain, another digital agency here in town, she did a lot of the design work for us. And a lot of that work, we wanted to make sure that we were in line with some of our economic development partners. The city just went through its own rebranding process.
Yeah.
So you'll see now Forward Sioux Falls, the Development Foundation, they all have like similar looks and feel, where we wanted to be a part of that family, but kind of still stand off on our own. So Amy did a brilliant job of fusing those things together. And then our incredible, my staff. So I was a staff of one for a little while during the pandemic, and I kind of rebuilt the team. But Peter Houck, Sarah Lum, and now Barb Glazier, who handles all of our bookkeeping, we're small but mighty.
Yeah,
and
I
we're
love
growing.
That. Oh, that's
but
exciting.
It was a phenomenal effort, and it all came to a head at the Hey Sioux Falls event, which I don't know if you attended, but
I'm
it was our
familiar with it.
Entrepreneurial
yes.
awards event is when we rolled out the new brand and announced it. We have some seltzers, some startup seltzers that we partnered with Fernson on. We have buttons, we have stickers, we have shirts. We've got
you
all the swag.
Me some of this cool stuff.
I will send you some. I'll make sure you get it. So
this has been a lot of great information. If you are just joining us, Bree Mayer, she is with Startup Sioux Falls, the executive director. Yeah, believe it or not, it's been 10 minutes already, and there's a lot of information that's just about this amazing organization. So in general, how do you think Startup Sioux Falls will impact this community?
I think that we have a huge opportunity on our hands. Entrepreneurialism has become a household name to some degree. I give Shark Tank some credit for that because it's just become commercially popular to start a business or learn more about how to start a business. But The vibrancy of an entrepreneurial ecosystem can really make or break a community, in my mind, where if people know that there are like innovative things happening and there are really creative, smart people doing cool things, they might be more apt to relocate to that community. We have a workforce development issue in our city currently. We want to make sure that our city is as vibrant and welcoming as possible. We're working on DE&I efforts, so diversity, equity, and inclusion, to bring more voices to the table, to make starting a business easier for everyone, not just those in my little network. So we're really making some headway with some of the area organizations that support the underserved. And there are some exciting things that I can't talk about just yet.
Oh, you're killing me.
I know. So I'll have to come back. I'm teasing you right now, I realize. We're very proud of the efforts that have been made over the last few months through the city. The city has really stepped up with their DE&I efforts, and they're making some headway. The chamber is having these DE&I events as well. So I'm so proud of our city for stepping up, but we need to do more, and we need to do it quicker because 40% of our school district currently is something other than white. So we need to make sure that we're equipped to help these young folks acclimate to the business community and stay and make it even better and bigger than it is today.
Absolutely. And speaking about, you know, inclusion, diversity, mm-hmm. who is Startup Sioux Falls geared towards? Like, who are you looking to aim towards?
It's really interesting. I want to say everybody.
Everybody,
of course, because one of our five core values is inclusivity.
Yeah.
We really want to make sure that people know that they have a seat at the table in one way or another. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not wanting to start a business, we have recently launched a mentor network where you can give back, you can give your gifts back to someone, you know, so we're looking for specific types of people with different backgrounds and different expertise, but most everybody has something to offer and something to give. So mentorship is really an important piece. And that's a way that the general public can plug into what we're doing. We have free events all the time. So we have socials, we have morning marketing parties where you can share marketing information. And those aren't just for people that are starting a business. Those are for people that already have a business or work for an agency. You know, there's a lot of different ways you can plug in. So startupsiouxfalls.com or go to our Facebook group, which has over 7,000 entrepreneurs inside of it and business resources.
So what about those core values? You said that there's five of them. So it's inclusivity, if I could say that
inclusivity,
word right.
Yep. Authenticity is another one that I bring up because it's really important that we're able to have difficult conversations with people. Not that we want to pick fights by any means.
Right, exactly.
But not everybody should quit their job just yet. You know, mm-hmm. we want to make sure that they're on the right track. And we have a duty to be honest with people as well and set them on the right path.
Yeah.
And that's where the business community kind of rallies around us and says, let me know how I can help. So we're always connecting these entrepreneurs with whatever it is we feel that they need at that time to make sure that they're on the right path to success and that they stay in Sioux Falls and make it better.
Well, that kind of brings up a good point too with the young professionals here in Sioux Falls. You want to keep them here specifically,
absolutely.
I would assume. Yeah.
Look at all that's happening in our city, mm-hmm. all of the cool stores and businesses that are opening because we've got that entrepreneurial spirit inside of us. When I started at DTSF 10 years ago, gosh, I'm old, but it was a stark difference to what it is today. All of a sudden, something changed and new blood came in and said, we're going to do it different now. There's still some of those old businesses, but staple businesses like Zambros that's mm-hmm. been around forever, Minerva's, that are still finding ways to pivot and be relevant. But then you mix it with all of these young, fresh minds that are doing cool, relevant, hip things that are dating me and making me feel irrelevant. And I'm like, I want more of that in our city.
And I know for sure, speak about those great businesses and whatnot. My sister, she's coming to visit me soon.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, we have to go shopping in downtown.
Yes.
I have not been shopping in downtown. So that's definitely something that you have to do. And speak about downtown, too. Do you hope to maybe combine the downtown businesses with Startup Sioux Falls?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of great synergy between the... I mean, there's just a huge concentration of businesses in downtown.
Right.
Obviously, we're inclusive and there are a lot of great things happening in the city.
Right.
But to be centrally located and have access to all of those brilliant minds and watching them mix with new budding entrepreneurs, it's just a no-brainer. It's going to be so dynamic and cool. And I can't wait to announce wherever we're going to be located, which is... coming. I'm teasing. I know we're working on it. But I'm just so excited for what the future holds for our city and for the entrepreneurial community.
And it works with the mentorship program that
it
you
does.
Guys are going to start up too. So is that
it
just
does.
Like helping out someone with their careers or if you want to start a business, this is how you do this?
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
It really depends. Like they come to us for all different reasons. So in the accelerator program mm-hmm. that we offer, this co-starters program, one of the gifts that they get at the end of the program is to be paired with a mentor.
Oh, cool.
So that's just a given. So we've got 10 weeks to kind of decide who is a good fit for them.
Mm-hmm.
But then we just have people coming into us either through the Sioux 52 website, which the mayor has been touting, which I love.
Yes.
Or they're finding us online and saying, I need access to something and whatever that is. We have a deep bench of mentors that can help in different capacities, and we're always looking to add to that bench. So it's really cool. More deeply connect people to the business community.
Absolutely. If you are just listening, Bree Mayer, she is with me in the studio right now talking about Startup Sioux Falls. And yes, she is the executive director for this organization. Now, you've been hinting this already too, talking about different events that you guys host in order to get the word out. So tell me about that a little bit, those events that you do host.
So we offer networking events, some more social type events to dip your toe into the community. But then we also offer a little bit more deeper educational type events specific to different subject matter. So that could be QuickBooks or marketing. It just kind of depends. And we're always keeping our eye open for different opportunities. We're listening to what people are chatting about online to say, I feel like this is becoming a need, like TikTok for marketing, for instance,
which
I refuse to start a TikTok because I'm not cool and I'll just screw it up.
I wouldn't know how to start one.
Exactly. But the networking events are fantastic as well. They're free to the public. We're actually having a pitch night event coming up. So we're having pitch night events on the 10th week of every single one of our co-starters cohorts. And basically what a pitch night is a party. There's usually alcohol involved, if you like that.
Hint, hint.
But we give some of the members of the cohort an opportunity to pitch their business. And there are judges and there are cash prizes involved with it. And the audience gets a chance to weigh in as well. So there's an audience element. So it's really important that we have people in the community come in, cheer these folks on that have been working so hard for 10 weeks to really amp up their business model and give them some money to get their business started.
So how can the community get involved? You're talking about people going into the audience. What about some volunteer opportunities?
Yeah. So I think the best way to volunteer is honestly to inquire about our mentorship program. Again, we can never have enough mentors. Yeah. So I think that's a great opportunity. Share our information. If you know somebody, everybody knows somebody who's like kicking around an idea, send them our way. Let them know that we exist and that there are resources that can help and that are proven effective. We will not turn you away. I can't emphasize enough the inclusivity piece. If you're terrified and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing, they're going to think I'm stupid, I'm going to ask a dumb question. No, there's no judgment. We just want you to come in. We can assess where you're at and we can connect you with someone or an organization or some sort of a program that can help you.
Okay, let's give a scenario here really quick.
Yeah.
Say that there is someone who's listening right now. Mm-hmm. They have this idea and they only share it with a few people and they don't know exactly how to present it. And maybe they want to go to you guys.
Yeah.
So what if they're completely terrified thinking that this is a terrible idea? What would you say to that person to encourage them to go to you guys?
So the flip side of that is that they're afraid to share ideas because they don't want their idea to get stolen.
Yeah.
And we're very adamant about the fact that we will not share your ideas. Mm-hmm. That stays behind closed doors and we'll take it as far as you want us to take it. So it's a one-on-one conversation. We call them wayfinding meetings. Peter Hauck, who's in my office, who, if you've ever met Peter, he's like the nicest dude on the planet and he will not judge you. Yeah. I promise you. But set up a one-on-one. It's a way to dip your toe and just come in and let us consult you. It's behind closed doors. Again, there's no dumb questions. And we can help assess you where you're at. I can tell you that there are notable entrepreneurs in this community that I've talked to who said, I had to Google how to start an LLC. Like, this is overwhelming for anybody.
Absolutely.
You are one person and you likely have one area of expertise where you're strong, but starting a business takes the whole gamut. You're never going to have it all. And if you do, I want to talk to you because I want to hire you to be one of my entrepreneurs in residence. If you've got that kind of skill, most people don't. You've got one thing and you need the rest. And that's where we can help fill the gaps.
So overall, what do you want people to know about Startup Sioux Falls? Why should, and this is going to be a blunt question, why should anyone be interested or wanting to get involved with you guys?
Again, even if you're a budding entrepreneur or not, there's something to be said about being around a group of people that aren't afraid to pursue their dreams. And I've been so inspired in this role in the past 2 years, just watching people either put it all out on the line or just take an incremental step in dabbling in something new and different. I think it's good for your soul. I think it's good for, obviously, it's good for the economy. You know, mm-hmm. we want more people starting businesses. And even if you don't decide to start a business, you will likely connect with someone who needs your help and your expertise. So you're doing somebody else a service through the process and through the experience. These are really cool people that I just, like, I can't say enough. They're very strong, open-minded, independent, they just have a high threshold yeah. for risk. And it's just a very exhilarating community to be a part of. So no matter who you are, come talk to us and we can find a way to plug you in.
Oh, she has not been stopping smiling this entire time. Like, I have no, Bree's an excited person. Like, she's very happy and energetic, but literally she cannot stop smiling right now about Startup Sioux Falls. Oh my goodness. So any success stories that you could share?
Oh.
I know it's the organization. It's not new. It's been around, yeah. but like since this whole transformation, yeah. something that you can share or a couple stories.
We've had a couple of folks that have gone through the accelerator program that have publicly announced that they're quitting their jobs and they're going full-time with their ventures. Again, we don't want everybody to do that,
right?
But in these two particular instances, it was the right call, and they got enough support, resources, education, and just gumption to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's the stuff. Like, that makes me so happy and proud. So Dakota Jordan is one yeah. of the young, you know her.
Yes, I do.
She has
yes.
way more energy than I do. but she's just a star. That we just talk about her. She's got this like star power about her. And her passion is yoga. And health and wellness mm-hmm. and mindfulness. And she had something else to offer the community, and she wasn't in the right role for her.
Yeah.
So for her to pursue those ventures, and she's already like, she's already announced a merger with another
yes.
company here in
yes.
town. So she's a huge success story for us as of recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the stories that make all the difference. We've had a couple of folks that are new Americans, one of which who is, she started Ubiza Boutique, mm. Which is African-American jewelry and fashion.
Nice.
And she's got an incredible story. She's a teacher here in Sioux Falls. She's lived here for quite a few years now, but she's got an incredible story. And it meant the world to me and our organization that she thought enough about us and trusted us to help her through the process. So again, inclusivity is just so important to the fabric of what we do and how we move forward. Those are the stories that really light me up and give me goosebumps.
You talk about taking risk. Was this a risk for you to be part of this organization, even knowing that it is going through a new phase yeah. in its journey? So
well,
how did you feel about it?
I don't know
it?
That I knew what I was stepping into when yeah. I took the job, which is probably for the best. But I mean, my heart was with downtown Sioux Falls. I loved that job. I loved the people that mm-hmm. I worked with and the mission. So it was really difficult to make that leap. But I also didn't identify as entrepreneurial. And I thought, well, why would you want someone like me in this role when I've never started a business myself?
Yeah.
And I had to have somebody nudge me and say, hey, you've been helping support small businesses for the past 7 years. Yes, you are. You just don't realize it. And it has been the most fantastic opportunity. So, you know, keep an open mind when it comes to your career path as well, because you never know where you might land and where your skills and your expertise and your passion will help make like a huge difference in the community. And I feel like I've cast a wider net, if you will, where I still have yeah. my downtown family, but I'm casting a wider net across the Sioux Falls area. And I've met more people through the process. I've grown as a leader, being put into an executive director role. And as a woman, that's really important
yeah.
to me as well, to show other young, I have a daughter who's 3.5.
Yeah.
I want to show young women that they can take control and be in charge.
Oh, I'm all for that.
And still live to see another day. but it's been fun to be a boss. And I get to be the boss that I've always wanted to be as well.
Go with the flow with everything.
Exactly.
Be open-minded. I love that. Well, Bree Maynor, she is the executive director for Startup Sioux Falls. And Bree, where can people go to find more information about Startup Sioux Falls?
StartupSiouxFalls.com, or again, search Facebook groups and find Startup Sioux Falls group. It's fantastic.
All right.
And we always just say, hey, start with Startup Sioux Falls.
Oh, that's catchy. Oh, put that on a coffee mug, please.
Sweet. I will. And I'll give you some stickers.
Well, this has been fun. Bree, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Are you ready to start investing but aren't sure how? Go for the gains you deserve safely with this free special report from Wall Street trader and financial expert Jared Dillian. Claim your free copy at jaredradio.com. That's jaredradio.com.
I'm Christine Manica, and you've been listening to Sunday Focus.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio, Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.